Minds Number 2 by Devin and Antonio. After last night, Antonio made some guns and soon went to sleep.
Another night of bad dreams. Well, at least I saw the plans for the subatomic laser in my dream. Let's see if I have everything except a half a gallon of citric acid. I can get that in lemons, but I don't think we have lemons in the city. I think we have oranges will do.
Antonio builds a prototype of the super laser and goes downstairs with breakfast after he finishes it.
I wonder what's for breakfast. Mom, what's for breakfast?
Scrambled eggs and toast and a cup of tea.
Good.
After Antonio had his breakfast and drunk his tea, he set out to the city to buy some oranges with super atomic laser.
Bye, Mom. I'm going out to buy some stuff. Be back soon.
After Antonio walks to the city, he stops outside an orange store.
Can I buy all of your oranges?
Do you have enough money? I don't think so, little kid.
Yeah, I do, but why?
To buy the oranges, of course.
Oh, yeah. Here.
Antonio twirls around and to his surprise, an alien eating crisps is in front of him.
What? Alien invasion, run!
You gonna buy some oranges?
Orange? Antonio faints and the alien picks him up and goes back to Devin's house. At the house, Antonio regains consciousness.
Hey man, you okay? Have some oranges.
Yeah, we found a whole load of oranges in your bag.
Oranges? Use up all my oranges.
If you need them, you can always
get
some more.
Never mind, but Mr. Alien, why are you here?
So the alien and Dez tell Antonio about the invasion and their destiny to save the world.
The guns are finished. Here, Dez. It's a blaster rifle and I have a dual pistol cannon. And Antonio, I presume you made your own gun?
Yeah, I did, but I need the oranges to power it.
Oranges to power a weapon? Wait, did that be? No, you didn't. Some atomic laser, that's classic, boy.
Anyways, where are my oranges?
Oh, I'll give you an electroshock rocket for the meantime.
No way! Cool! So then, when do we fight them?
Oh yeah, the mothership's going to land on the Matchman Deer. And it's carrying 15 smaller ones, big enough to fit 2 aliens inside its hub.
At that moment, a signal comes into the alien's galactic tracker.
Oh my god, signal from the new spider ship came in. It's right above Arvin, and it's bigger than Arvin as well.
It is still a bomb in the space, but tomorrow there will be a solar eclipse because of it. It will be 10 kilometers above Arvin. So that means that a small mothership was preparing or cleaning humans too?
Yes! The humans are going to be hypnotized to make a nice landing spot like slaves.
Yes, and I don't want to pick one's neck.
I suggest we get prepared. I will make some aircraft. I need materials.
Yep.
Dez, what do you suggest we do?
I suggest we go to the car compound in North Kamenadu right now. We'll fight them later.
Okay, let's go.
Alien again disappears, even though the compound is many miles away. It took only 2 minutes to arrive.
Would you stop doing that? It's annoying. You know how terrible it feels to be teleported? I feel like I'm in air. So annoying.
Whoa, that was cool. How do you do that?
It's easy.
But how do you do it?
I can't control it. It's my reflex. It's out of danger. But I know how it works, but your mind won't get it because it's not developed like us, okay?
Okay, I'm out of here. Better start working.
No, Desmond, wait!
But Desmond does not hear the weird-sounding alien and goes away after a few minutes.
We have been searching for him for hours. We can't find him.
Yes, I think I know what species is going to attack us.
What?
Look, I just figured out these aliens are called gyrotons.
Aliens, they look like some weird creature that have black hard shells on the outside, kind of like a turtle. So Desmond knows the path for a superhuman town.
The town rockets are much more advanced than Garto. They took him and will unlock his mind. Get the plan.
To be continued.